Scientists say almost 4 million people die from fungal infections worldwide each year. Combating bacterial and viral infections is getting tougher because of their growing resistance to drugs. That's more than tuberculosis and malaria combined. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel has more.
One of the biggest drivers of drug-resistant fungi is not in the hospital. It's on the farm, where planes, helicopters, and drones swoop low, spraying fungicides on all sorts of crops.
Watermelons, maize, wheat.
That's Paul Verwey from Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands. He says these fungicides are necessary to maintain our food supply.
If we wouldn't use the fungicides, probably you have a yield loss maybe of 30 or 40%.
But here's the problem.
The fungicides are quite similar to the drugs we give to patients.
That means as fungi become resistant to fungicides, they also become resistant to antifungal medications. People breathe in hundreds to thousands of airborne fungal spores each day. Those spores can travel long distances from the farm. The thinking is they go right up to the jet streams.
Very high into the atmosphere and then are traveled, you know, over continents.
For otherwise healthy people, there's no reason to worry about breathing in the spores. But Lewis White, a professor at Cardiff University in Wales, says for people who have a weakened immune system, fungi can take hold. He points to the increasing use of immunosuppressants in medicine to treat everything from arthritis to COVID, things like monoclonal antibodies and corticosteroids.
And they knock out the immune system, and that increases the risk.
White says it's hard to create new antifungal meds because, unlike bacteria and viruses, fungal cells are similar to human cells. So finding a drug that knocks out the fungi without killing the human cell is not easy.
It's a perfect storm, and so we have reached a critical time where we need to work together to come up with a solution.
That's why Verwey gathered a group of scientists from all over the world, Brazil, Nigeria, China, and this month they published a call to action in the journal Nature Medicine. They want the World Health Organization to include fungi more prominently in its fight against drug resistance. The WHO acknowledged this gap and says that fungi will be part of the global action plan put forward at the World Health Assembly next month. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.